USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler has announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now.
The full committee is expected to vote on the articles this week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trade deal with Canada and Mexico, which has been reached between the House and the White House, will have to wait because of the impeachment.
We will not be doing USMCA in the Senate between now and the end of next week. That'll have to come up, in all likelihood, right after the trial is finished in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Company pensions may not be around for very much longer. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
A new report from consulting firm Mercer indicates almost two-thirds of existing pension funds are considering dropping benefits to new workers within the next 5 years. U.S. plans are in their worst shape in 2 years. The report says some companies, like General Electric, have already offered buyout plans or frozen pension benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One officer is dead, along with five other people, in a number of shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey. Police Chief Michael Kelly says they encountered heavy rifle fire coming from one building.
Units responded and were immediately engaged by high-powered rifle fire. A citywide assist was called. At that time, we were learning at the same time that we had another officer down in another part of the city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A CPB official is praising the Trump administration's rules at the border. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president, these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% of families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
A late rock singer's wife is suing the band he used to be in, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chris Cornell's widow is suing Soundgarden. According to TMZ, Vicki Cornell is suing the band, claiming that it's withholding thousands of dollars in royalties owed to the late frontman's family. The lawsuit reportedly describes what it calls an unlawful attempt to strong-arm Chris's estate into turning over certain audio recordings created by him before his passing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.